Police locked down campus while searching for Quavonte Tyler, a 24-year-old freshman from Cleveland. Police say he shot himself in the hand during a dispute with two women he was in relationships with. Kent State tweeted and sent texts and emails during the situation. Sophomore Raymond Allen was in a dorm and says the school's emergency notification system worked excellently, even if social media buzz was unhelpful.
I got text messages from friends being like, are you safe? Did you get injured? You looked on Twitter and there was a bunch of people saying false things. People really made it worse than it had to be, I feel.
Dorms also had PA systems providing updates, and there were some reports that loudspeakers malfunctioned and produced static or garbled audio. Campus Police Chief John Peach says some of those systems have been tested just 6 weeks ago.
In most of the buildings, they heard it very clearly. We continually do testing on the speakers and the monitors on more than a semester basis, but the system is so wide, so complex, that it needs constant testing.
No one else was hurt in the shooting, and the motive is not clear. Police say Quavonte Tyler was the subject of a campus theft investigation and was on probation from a separate theft case in Brimfield. He told police he had a gun because he'd been the victim of an armed robbery. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Kabir Bhatia.